Luna's Plight by Rebecca Ann Heineman. Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon and the characters therein are the property of Naoko Takauchi, Toei Animation, Cloverway, Bandai, and Tokyopop. I don't own these characters. Please don't sue me, kill me, or make me sing in your next party. I shatter windows with my screech. Luna sat in her soft prison bed and wondered if she would ever escape and find the Moon Princess. She looked up from the basket to gaze at the clock on the wall with ever-mounting dread. The second hand, each tick mocking her, moved with unyielding certainty to the hour of despair. The Moon Cat sighed, looking downcast, knowing what was expected of her in a few minutes. She turned her head to glance at her empty food dish and water bowl with fluid that had passed its expiration date. "Grr," she uttered in unison with her growling stomach. Her owner, as she had been calling herself and who was attempting to starve the feline as punishment for bad behavior, was nowhere to be seen. This suited the cat fine. She stretched out and yawned, then proceeded to try and find any way out of the room she was locked in. A check of the doors and windows found no method of exit this day, as it had been for the weeks she had been living here. Living. Ha! Some living, thought the obsidian-shaded feline. Luna slowly walked toward the center of the room, and then sat next to the large table-like object located there, hoping that the thing would just crumble into moon dust. She gulped and stood up, ready to flee, as some rustling was heard in the room beyond the foreboding locked door that blocked her freedom. She had to escape. She had to be free. Ever since she had gotten out of that stasis tube and ended up here, hardly a moment had passed that the black-furred moon cat didn't think about the task she was given by Queen Serenity so many years ago. Find the princess, awaken the four guardians, and stop Queen Beryl from taking over the Earth was her mission in life. Luna had no idea what hell she was going to travel through to accomplish her mission, but she never in her wildest dreams had expected this type of torture. It looked like she was going to cross into yet another level of pain as the doorknob slowly turned and the bane of her existence entered. The woman was a slender, middle-aged American in a nice dress, blonde hair, and held in her arms several sheets of paper and a purse. She quickly shut the door and locked it to keep the feline inside. "Why, hello there," she sweetly smiled at Luna. "Are you ready for today's session?" Luna sat down again and curled her tail around her body, the tip of the tail tapping the floor, betraying her anxiousness. She unblinkingly watched the woman cross the room and sat at the bench that was adjacent to the large table-like object she wished would just explode. "What's the matter, Luna? Cat got your tongue?" the woman giggled as she reached for a tape recorder and inserted the blank tape. "Are you ready?" Luna's silence was her answer. "Come on, you were a lot more talkative last week. Anything?" Luna turned her head so wouldn't have to look at the woman. "I've got tuna." The woman produced a can marked Starkist. "Isn't this yummy?" Luna was a cat, and her instincts couldn't resist. She slowly faced her tormentor, took a few steps closer, and jumped on top of the piano that heralded another session in utter embarrassment. "Now that's a good kitty. Mommy's got a new song for you today." She placed the sheet music on the stand on the piano so that the cat could clearly read the lyrics. The woman patted a few ivory keys on the keyboard to get the bass pitch in her head. "Ready?" The black moon cat readied herself for her absolute shame, but it was a living. "Meow." "Here goes." The woman pressed the record button on the tape player. She played a jingle on the piano with Luna sitting in utter silence. "Now, Luna, you know what you have to do, right?" The cat glared icily at the woman and ever so slightly nodded her head in agreement. "Take two," she played the jingle again. Luna thought in her head, "I've got to escape and find the princess. She's got to be more intelligent than this woman." The cat sang. "Meow, meow, 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 meow." The woman sang, "I want chicken, I want liver, meow mix, meow mix, please deliver. I want chicken, I want liver, meow mix, please deliver." Once the song ended, Luna looked at the woman dead in the eye. "You're taking credit for this travesty, not I." The woman grinned. "Of course, that was our agreement." She pulled the tape out of the recorder. "This is a perfect recording. The commercial is going to make me a mint." The moon cat sighed and quietly plotted her revenge for the 100th time. "When I get out of here, the first girl I find, I'm making her Sailor Moon and hiding out at her place. I'm not doing this again." Author's notes. Please review my story. It makes me feel oh so happy and prevents me from switching your tuna with cat food. Please visit my website at www.burgerbecky.com. Thank you.